Ian Scholl's Corona Digest, which is in my email for some reason, used to be, near as I can tell, or started out, near as I can tell, as kind of an Ask Jeeves thingy, a Google Lite or Wikipedia, where you ask a question and it gets answered by somebody. The idea is it would be an answer from someone who has an inkling about the topic involved. A human being gives you an answer, not an algorithm. Disrupt search engines. Well, I get these in my inbox every day because I look for more spam, not less. That's how I roll. For a long time, they're interesting questions, most of them military queries, like how accurate are bows and arrows? Could we win World War II if it was just the U.S. with modern weapons? How long do you count before throwing a grenade? And so forth. Then it became kind of like the game we used to play when you were 10. What if you had Superman on your side when you're fighting Nazis? Without devolving into the interesting side issues of whether the Nazis had access to kryptonite or even just red kryptonite, the people answering the questions usually identify themselves as uniquely qualified to answer, as a former Navy SEAL or a sniper with control issues. Who knows if they're telling the truth or not? Sometimes the questions get a bit obscure. One person asked, what was it like to be the child of parents who were members of the Ku Klux Klan? And it was answered by a person who said he was African American but had a white friend whose parents were racist, not Ku Klux Klan, but out there, but the friend was not. So what was the lesson learned from reading this? I do not know. Mostly, however, questions these days are about Star Wars. I guess a new movie finally came out and everybody's got a renewed obsession. People want to know, is Han Solo really dead? How did Yoda become a Jedi? Why is Star Wars so popular? How do Han Solo and Chewbacca understand each other? Could 10 Jedi take out ISIS? Would Elvis Presley have made a good Han Solo? What is Kylo Ren's lightsaber called? Does it have a specific name? The answer to that one, by the way, from a longtime Star Wars fan, is it's called a hobbled-together piece of crap. So even in the infinitely user-friendly world of Quora Digest, where you will get answers right or wrong from somebody who may or may not know what he's talking about, you will find rude know-it-alls who will sneer all over you just for asking a simple question. And then there's this one. Is anybody else disturbed by how droids are treated in Star Wars? Just goes to show you, you can find anything and anybody on the internet, even concerned citizens worried about the emotional well-being of imaginary robots. I gotta go.